About 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, Thursday morning, the mighty 690 KGGF, 77 degrees, and I can see by the watermarks on David Rain's shirt that might be a little moisture falling from the sky out there. How unusual.
Kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I've forgotten what it's like.
Been a while.
I was just telling Brian that I want to like do that last scene in the Shawshank Redemption movie. Where Andy Dufresne escapes from the prison, crawls out of the sewer tube, and just stands there shirtless in a downpour of rain with his arms extended and just glorifying in all of this water falling from the sky. We've got David Rains, appropriately named for today, and he's the director of the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. And let's start out, David, by having you introduce your new team member here.
You bet. We have a new assistant director, program supervisor. Her name is Asia Bell, and she is with us here today. She's just kind of learning the ropes of this is new to her, our radio spot we do once a month with you guys. So
it's very challenging and frightening. I'll tell you that right now. It's like going to the dentist. You from here?
It's not quite that bad. No, not even quite that bad.
Are you from here, Asia?
I'm from Independence, but my husband and I live here now.
That's here. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Independence counts as here.
Yeah.
All right, and you got a big list of things going on for the month of August. First of all, what is David, what is pickleball?
You know, the best way to describe it is a scaled-down version of tennis or a scaled-up version of ping pong.
Okay.
It's done three times at our building. It's actually being done today.
Is there an actual pickle involved?
There is no pickle involved.
Then why did you name it that?
Good question. I haven't researched the origin of that, but, you know, it's extremely popular. We have three courts that we do, and it's indoor, by the way. Kind of appropriate for today. But we do Tuesdays and Thursdays at our building from 10 a.m. to noon. And we also have an option on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 11. You know, we get three courts going pretty good. So
I imagine.
And you don't have to have a paddle. We have some.
Or a pickle. Wants to
come, or a pickle. Nope. So come on out and try it. It's pretty good exercise. We have young kids that play it. And we have really three courts. We have an uber competitive court, you know, a semi competitive court, and then, you know, just those just there for some exercise and yeah, to play. So
I'd have to see it to kind of wrap my head around it, because right now I'm thinking badminton, that kind of thing.
Similar.
With a pickle.
No pickle involved.
All right, and Asia, why don't you tell us about what's going on at the swimming pool with the lap swim and the water aerobics and all that?
Lap swim Monday through Thursday from 7:15 to 8:15 p.m. You can have a what is the word for that? It's $25 a month.
Okay, a subscription.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm very helpful in that regard. I know words and things.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have water aerobics Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7 for $25 a month as well. Okay. And it's at the high school pool.
Okay. Mothers and daughters love tea parties, Asia. When you were a little girl, did you ever have little tea parties with your dollies and everything? Did your mother take part in that?
Yep.
So tell us about the mother and daughter tea party.
We will be hosting one at the rec center. It was all scheduled out. We had to reschedule it. Mm. So it is rescheduled for Monday, September 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. We are opening registration back up. The fee is $6 per person if you're in the USD 445 school district, or $8 per person if you're out.
I remember when I was in school many, many long decades ago, David, part of our physical education involved tumbling. They'd lay out the wrestling mats and everything, and we would like fling ourselves onto them and do somersaults and Eskimo rolls.
You know,
and
not much has changed, yeah, really.
Well, how really do you improve hasn't on it? You can't, really. It's just,
you can't.
Somersaults and jumping and that sort of thing. Tell us about the tumbling.
It's our tumbling program is super popular. We get instructors typically from local community college, cheerleaders or dancers, or high school. We have high school girls also that work with us. But we do three sessions. We do Tiny Tots, which is ages 2 to 4. Extremely popular class. You know, they're cute.
They're flexible.
And they're very flexible.
Nothing breaks on them. You get somebody my age, you know, I break my ankle walking over it.
You know, they're taught the very basic skills. We ask that the parents stay for classes. But we're going to offer, what's new this year is we're offering two classes, one from 5:15 to 5:45, and then class two from 5:45 to 6:15. And that's only for ages, like I said, 2 through 4. Mm-hmm. We also have beginning tumbling for ages 5 through 12. You know, they're taught forward, backward rolls, handstands, backbends, cartwheels. That takes place from 6:15 to 7:15. And then we have our intermediate class where they're taught, you know, the cartwheels, the back bend, round-offs, walkovers, and that's from 7:15 to 8:15. And we're going to start these in September.
Right.
We've got, you know, 8th, 13th, 15th, 20th, 22nd, 27th, 29th, and then we leak over into October 4th. But we usually offer two sessions. This is session one and another session before Christmas, and then we'll do two in the spring. So.
You wouldn't know what to look at me, David, but I used to be able to do a pretty mean cartwheel. I swear, back in my young athletic days, I could just—you'd be amazed to see it. But
I mean,
now,
if you want to go in the hallway and
no, we're not going to do that.
Give us an example.
Brian was thinking about volunteering to do that. Brian, you feel like maybe throwing a cartwheel for us? Yeah, he says, oh, yes, sir.
tumbling. Registration fees for our tumbling are $20 if you live within the district, $25 out. Our deadline is going to be September 1st. And I can tell you, our Tiny Tots class fills up quickly, so parents need to get in as soon as possible.
Right. It's a skill that they'll carry with them throughout their lives.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. All right, tell us about Plush Pals, Asia.
So it's kind of the Coffeyville Recreation version of a Build-A-Bear.
Mm.
You get to pick out which kind of stuffed animal you want to make. You get to stuff it yourself, throw a little heart in there,
right.
Make it yours, have a birth certificate and everything.
Wow,
so,
the birth certificate really puts the finishing touch on it. Yeah.
We're planning on having that September 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. Registration fee is $15 in district or $18 out of district.
Okay, and you got to register by the 8th of
September.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, David, Buddy Ball is next on the agenda.
Yeah, Buddy Ball, we used to do this in the summer. It's our program for baseball and softball for those with developmental disabilities. We used to do it in the summer. Man, it's just gotten so darn hot. I mean, come on. The last 2 weeks have been miserable.
Last
so,
month and a half.
Oh, it's been just awful, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But we're going to start it up. It will start September 1st at Little League Park at 6:30. We play all of our games there on the middle field. Jamie Grant, who does our special events, is awesome at programming this, and she's looking for volunteers. So if anyone would want to help with the program, please give her a call at our office, 620-251-5910.
Okay, and Open Gym is Monday through Thursdays from 1 until 3, right?
It is. Yep, they can come in. They can play basketball. We usually get, you know, a group of guys that, you know, just kind of sporadic at times. Sometimes we have a full gym, and sometimes, you know, we have crickets. So,
mm-hmm.
But it is available, and it's free.
But no pickles.
No pickles. No pickles involved.
Now, Asia, how does somebody find out what's going on at the rec center?
We have a full list of activities that we offer on CoffeevilleRec.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or on our Facebook page.
Right. And you come on the radio and tell us about it, too.
Yep.
You have rentals and available facilities and that sort of thing?
Yes. Christine, our office manager, does a lot of those along with Jamie. They're available for reunions, meetings, social gatherings, pool parties, reunions, birthday parties, weddings, receptions,
mm-hmm.
all the good stuff. You just got to make a call.
Now, we have the skate park, too, don't we, David?
We do. Sherwin-Williams Park, we have 10 pieces of equipment out there where they can choose to skateboard. They can bring a bike. They're beginner obstacles. It's located, like I said, at Sherwin-Williams Park, and they'll notice a little bit of work out there, and we're not going to talk too much to let the cat out of the bag, but we're making some additions to that park, and we should be done, let's just say, by the end of the year. So,
all right.
We're excited.
We'll hold you to that. And the batting cages?
Still there. I know baseball season's over, but this is really the time to get better. We have 6 stalls,
mm-hmm.
3 for baseball, 2 for fast-pitch softball, and 1 for slow-pitch softball. It's open as long as the park is, 7 a.m. to midnight. We have a token machine on site, so if you take a dollar, enter it into our token machine, you get a token that gets you 15 pitches at whatever stall you would like to enter. So
with me, you'd hear, swing and a miss, 15 times.
There is some of that that goes on out there because the kids are learning to play the game, but you know, it's a good workout, too, and we do require helmets.
Mm-hmm.
We ask people, please to wear helmets.
Bring your own helmet, or do you
bring your own helmet? Okay. And if they don't have one, they can actually contact our office, and we can make one available.
Cool.
So,
all right, Asia, tell us how folks can register for these things.
They can come into the building. We are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If they cannot make it, we have a drop box just outside. Or for the sports that we do a lot of the things, we have a online registration that's during regular registration only. But they can go on there and sign up with a credit or debit card, because we do not take those at the office.
Right.
But we try to make it as convenient as possible. We are open during the lunch hour even, so.
That's convenient.
Yes. Yeah.
But no pickles.
No pickles.
Still no. We won't have any pickles.
David Raines, director, and Asia Bell, the new assistant director, Coffeyville Recreation Commission, letting us know everything that's going on. Is there a phone number folks can call?
You know, there is. 620-251-5910. And also an awesome other thing they can do. Everyone has a cell phone, right?
Right.
I mean, some people have two or three. But if they subscribe to our text message service, they'll get all of our programs text to them. And all you have to do is text Coffeyville Rec, all one word, Coffeyville Rec, to the number 22999. It'll automatically sign them up. There is no excuse not to know what's going on. It's that simple.
22999. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. We'll see you next month.
All right.
Thank you.
The Mighty 690 KGGF.